friends and radio listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Harding Ministries as we come your way today proclaiming, yes, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts thanking you for tuning into the program today. And in fact, I want to encourage you right now to quickly go to your phone and call a friend and invite them to tune into the radio station you're listening to, as we will be bringing you the very special message preached by myself and my father, Brother Hardy, cleansing your home of spiritual leprosy. I tell you, it is an eye-opening message you don't want to miss. I'll be back at the close of the broadcast to tell you how you can get a hold of the copy of Cleansing Your Home of Spiritual Leprosy. Praise the Lord. This morning we're ministering on the subject, cleansing your Christian home of spiritual leprosy. And we're going to go into the scriptures and lay the foundation. We're going to begin in the book of Leviticus. If you have your Bibles, I trust that you do. Then turn to Leviticus, the 14th chapter. Now, I will encourage you that later on when you go home, that you read the entire 14th chapter. But we will not read the entire chapter this morning. We're going to focus in on verses 33 through 45. Now, in the beginning of this chapter, starting with verse 1 and going to where we will begin, God gives Moses the commandments on how to cleanse a leprous person. The individual, the leper, the one who is found to have leprosy, goes before the priest. The priest says, you're a leper, and there God gives the commandments of how he is to be cleansed. But we're going to go into the portion of this chapter in Leviticus where God gives Moses commandments on how to cleanse the leprous house. How many know that your house can have leprosy? If you never heard of that before and you didn't know that, you're going to find out this morning that your house can have leprosy. And in the Word of God, leprosy is always symbolic of sin and iniquity and evil. It was a terrible plague in those days. And in some nations of the world today, there are still terrible plagues of leprosy. We here in the Western world are not very acquainted with it. And we don't really appreciate, possibly we cannot understand, how terrible it was for someone to be found to be leprous. They were totally cut off from all society. They were cut off from family, loved ones. They couldn't go to the temple. They couldn't abide with their family. They were put outside of the city until they were cured of their leprosy. And now we're going to deal with what it is to have a leprous house. And we're in the 14th chapter of Leviticus and starting with verse 33. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, when ye be come into the land of Canaan, which I give to you for a possession, and I put the leg of leprosy in a house of the land of your possession, and he that owneth the house shall come and tell the priest, saying, it seemeth that there is, as it were, a plague in the house. Then the priest shall command that they empty the house before the priests go in to see the plague, that all that is in the house be not made unclean. And afterward the priest shall go in to see the house. He shall look on the plague, and behold, if the plague be in the walls of the house with hollow strakes, greenish or reddish, which in sight are lower than the wall, then the priest shall go out of the house to the door of the house and shut up the house 7 days. And the priest shall come again the seventh day and shall look. And behold, if the plague be spread in the walls of the house, then the priest shall command that they take away the stones in which the plague is, and they shall cast them into an unclean place without the city or outside of the city. And he shall cause the house to be scraped within round about, and they shall pour out the dust, and they shall scrape off without the city into an unclean place. They shall take other stones and put them in the place of those stones, and they shall take other mortar and shall plaster the house. Now, if the plague come again and break out in the house after that, he hath taken away the stones, and he hath scraped the house, and he has plastered it, Then shall the priest come and look, and behold, if the plague be spread in the house, it is a fretting leprosy in the house. The house is unclean. And he shall break down the house, the stones of it, and the timber of it, and all the mortar of the house, and carry them forth out of the city into an unclean place. So here we have the instructions what to do about a house in which is leprosy. And again, we know that this means in which a house in which there is sin and iniquity and an abomination unto God. When someone looked in their house and they began to see that there were depressions in the wall, and they begin to see these mildew-like streaks in the wall, and the scripture said lower than the wall, meaning it was coming up from the foundation, and they saw and beheld on the wall this mildew-like thing, this fungus or this growth, then they had to go and tell the priest and say, come. And the priest would say, first empty everything out of your house, because if I go in there and I pronounce the house unclean, everything in the house is unclean. So they would empty out the house. The priest would come in. He would look at it. He'd say, this is unclean. This is a plague. This is leprosy. And when he would do that, he would shut the house up, and no one could enter in for 7 days. At the end of 7 days, the priest would go in. And if he saw that, in fact, the plague had still there in the house and spread more in the house, he called them in, and they had to take and cut the stones out of the walls. Remember, their houses were made of stones. Anywhere that the streaks were, they had to take and dig the plaster and the mortar out. They had to thoroughly scrape all the walls. They had to take the dust that came off the walls and the stones that they took out. They had to take them outside of the city to an unclean place. And then they had to shut the house up again. And when the priest came back again, if he beheld, and lo and behold, the leprosy was there once again, even after they had put in new stones and new plaster and new mortar, when he saw that the plague had broke out again, he said, this house is not fit to dwell in. You've got to tear it down. You've got to take down the stones. You've got to take down the timber. You've got to demolish the entire house and take it outside of the city to an unclean place. What I want you to know about these houses is, you might say, well, now, what's going on here that these houses had this plague in it? I want you to back up into the scripture that we read in verse 34. God said, when you come into the land of Canaan, which I give you as a possession, and I put a plague in the house. Who put the plague of leprosy in the house? You mean the devil didn't do it? You mean God put a plague of leprosy in their house? Why did God put a plague of leprosy in their house? Why would God do such a thing? Why did God let this house break out with these symptoms, with this mildew and this fungus? Why did God allow this thing to come out into the open and be exposed so that the priest would come and say it's got to be torn down? Because remember, he says, you're coming into a land of Canaan that I am giving you for a possession. If we go to Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, we will read that God told them, you're going to go into a land that's already inhabited. And I'm going to chase out the inhabitants of that land. I'm going to chase out the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and all of those Amorites and all of those people. And I'm just going to let you come in and take over. And you're going to live in houses that you didn't build. And you're going to drink from wells that you didn't dig. And you're going to eat from vines. And you're going to eat from trees that you didn't plant. Because I, the Lord God, am going to give it to you for your possession. In other words, he said, you're going into a city already built. You're going to take over an area that's already got houses and wells and farms and vineyards. All you got to do is move in. He said, all you got to do is possess it. But think about this now. He said, there are houses that you did not build. Well, who built them? The Canaanites, the Amorites, the Amalekites, and all the Ites. They built the houses. And what I want you to know is, from the time that God first brought them out of Egypt till the time they finally went walking into Jericho, their first city of conquest, how many years expired?
40
years. Now, you know that the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness 40 years. Now, they weren't supposed to, but that's another message. The fact is, from the time he brought them out of Egypt to the time they went into Jericho, it was 40 years. How many know that's a long time?
Amen.
To make a journey that should have only taken about a week or so or two. But the point I want you to see, I want you to read this, because I'm paraphrasing a lot for the sake of time, but I think we should read this. Let's turn to Joshua, the second chapter. 40 years later, okay, Moses is dead. Joshua's the leader. God says, Joshua, it's time to take the people in. You know the story that first Joshua sent in the spies into Jericho. How many remember? And how many remember when the spies got in there, they went on the wall into the house of a harlot named Rahab, and she hid them. How many remember that?
Yes.
Now, this is what I want you to hear, what this woman said to those spies when they came in, Joshua 2 and 9. She said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us. Or in other words, the fear of you is fallen upon the people of Jericho.
Amen. I trust that you have been spiritually awakened by this hard-hitting but timely message, cleansing your home of spiritual leprosy. Have you ever given thought to the many ways that you could be opening up the door to the demonic to your home? Through music and television, through books, jewelry, and even your children's toys? With the rise of the New Age and occultic influence in our nation, the enemy is finding an open door into many Christians' homes. But it's time to slam the door in the devil's face and evict your home of the evil. Because, friends, before you can bless and consecrate your home to God, you've got to first evict the evil. When the Lord gave us this message a few years ago, we found out that it's become one of the most popular of all of our audio teachings that we offer through R.G. Hardy Ministries. And we want you to have this message for your very own. It is available on both audio cassette and CD. You can receive the two audio cassettes, the complete message with my teaching, followed by preaching and a prophetic word by Brother Hardy, as well as instructions and a bottle of anointing oil that you can use to anoint your home. The two audio cassettes with the oil and the instructions are $15 postpaid. Or if you prefer it on CD, you will receive the two CDs with the oil and the instructions for $20 postpaid. Please ask for the Spiritual Leprosy series, and please let us know whether you want the audio cassettes for $15 or the CDs for $20. You may order your cassettes or CDs from R.G. Hardy Ministries, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203.
Or go online at rghardy.org.
Attention, Christian friends. Are you blessed by the inspiring messages that you hear on the radio program each day? Well, if you're not already a member of the Faith is Action family, we would like to send you a copy of our monthly publication, Faith is Action, in which we include inspiring messages and teachings like the one you heard on the radio program today. All you have to do is write in for your free copy. Request Faith is Action magazine.
Send your letters and request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. That's P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. You can also visit rghardy.org for more of our CDs.